but I think it's not a bad one. Now, can anybody guess what this might be? Any ideas what that could be? Salt, could be flour, could be sugar, it could be salt, yes. Now, is anyone brave enough to try it? Okay, shall we have to try it? It's very brave of you. No, don't poison yourself with this. Tiny bit, you don't want much of that. Yeah, you can lick your finger or whatever. It is salt, absolutely. Now, that is good, I think, because it reminds us to think a little bit more broadly about harvest, doesn't it? I don't know what comes into your mind when you think of harvest. Maybe wheat and apples and things, but actually, harvest is much wider and bigger than that, isn't it? It could be to do with all the things that the earth produces. I think we can harvest pulp from the sea, can't we? You might even think of oil and coal and things like that. So it's not just the obvious sort of food and harvest that we give God thanks for and depend on. In fact, we depend on God for our creation and for life and breath and everything else, for the next heartbeat, the next brain firing. We depend on him completely and for everything. There's no such thing as a self-made person, is there? None of us is really self-sufficient, the Bible would say. And it also gives us a good excuse to think about this Bible passage, which mentions salt. So Melinda's going to come and read it for us. Keep a listen out for the salt. That's what we're going to think about today. Words of the Lord Jesus.
Now when he saw the crowd, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Yes. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by man. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Praise be to God."
Thank you very much indeed, Melinda. Now, did anybody spot the bit about salt? What did Jesus say about salt? Remember the Lord just sworn to silence? Yes, Judith. Sorry? Yes, Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth." Now, what on earth might that mean? Salt apparently has got hundreds of uses. Can anybody think of any of the uses of salt? What do we use salt for? Now, the Astabees family are on fire, yes? Okay, yes, it cures things or makes them last longer. We use it as a preservative, don't we? Marvellous, Lucy. That was actually one of the answers I was looking for, so that is always really pleasing. Now, we probably don't use salt in this way quite so much these days, but they did in the ancient world, in Bible times, at the time of Jesus. We would use our freezer and our fridge and tin cans and so on much more, but in the olden days, they used to use salt a lot to preserve food, to keep it from going bad. And if you walk around Tesco today, you can still, I think, find some examples of this. So, anybody recognise that? Me? Not ham? Pastrami, yes. Now, I think that is the posh word for salt beef, isn't it? Yeah, so that's like preserved beef. If you were in the Navy in the 19th century, I think you would have had, say, salt beef every Monday and salt pork every Wednesday. People would have eaten that a lot. Salt preserved things. Or can anybody tell what these are? What, yes, they're olives. And do you want to read what they're in? Brine, okay, don't even need any help. And brine is salt water. So I assume that that helps to preserve them a bit, not just the jar. Okay, salt preserves things. It stops them going bad and rotten. And I think Jesus meant that his disciples are meant to be like that. If you think about the big story of the Bible says that God has made a good world, but that the world has gone wrong because of human beings' sin. Human beings reject God and turn against him, and therefore life is easily messed up and goes wrong. Things kind of go rotten, both literally and metaphorically. And Jesus is saying his disciples are to be like salt, to preserve the earth and stop things going from bad to worse. They're meant to be good for society, good citizens, and things like that. So God's people are to be like a preservative in the world, to help stop it going bad. Jesus has died for the sins of the world, to forgive all those who trust in him. But we still have sin as a reality in the world, don't we, until heaven and the new creation. And God's people can help to hold back the consequences of sin. It can be like salt as a preservative. Now, there was another big use of salt in the ancient world. We still use it today. Steve Clark? Healing, okay, yes. I think that's probably true, isn't it? If you hurt yourself on the beach, you might hurt to go in the sea, but it's probably good for you, isn't it? James? Yes, we put it on the road, very likely. Oh, you're a genius lot, aren't you? I hope you're not playing with me. Can anybody think of any uses for salt? Please be nice to the rest, or it'll be a long time. Meryl? To add flavour to food, exactly. For taste. Well done. Thank you, Meryl. You can be first at the bring and share lunch. Salt adds taste. And although the health police think we shouldn't have too much salt, the Bible actually says that too. Job chapter 6 verse 6 says something like, who can eat boring food without salt? Or something like that. Okay, so it's biblical to think that you need salt to add flavour to things like potatoes, but obviously only in the amount that your mum and dad allow. So, salt adds taste and flavour, and God's people are to be the salt of the earth. They're to add flavour to life, to make it better, to enhance it. Now, I think it's true that Christians are not always brilliant at that. Some Christians can sometimes be a bit miserable, and so on. But Christians ought to be thankful, joyful people. They ought to make the world better. And maybe you're not yet a committed Christian. I think Jesus would say, well, keep an eye out on Christians and watch them. And Christians will be far from perfect, but Jesus seems to expect us to be able to see something different about Christians. Remember he said, you are the salt of the earth. So Christians are meant to be different from the world around them. You're the salt of the earth. You're to be different and you're to make a difference. So obviously for Jesus, being a Christian is not just an automatic thing. You know, everyone who's nice or British isn't necessarily a Christian. It's those who put their trust in Jesus. And Christians should be different and distinctive. And you know, most people who become Christians as an adult will say that a really important part of that was seeing something different in their friends. But they can't quite put their finger on it, but these people have got some kind of joy or peace, or she had that bad news about her health, but she copes with it amazingly because of her faith, or something, or he's just so kind and generous, or something. Jesus expects Christians to be seen to be different. And when Jesus says you are the light of the world, he's saying something very similar too, isn't he? You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people put a lamp under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, you disciples of Jesus, you special friends of his committed followers, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now, I said to be preaching to you, I've forgotten my main gimmick, which is a bit stupid, wasn't it? We can, before we finish, test the proposition that taste salt as taste the food, again, you know, if your parents allow. So here are some salt and shake crisps. They're plain, okay? And, whoops. So if you like, you could open them and try one plain crisp. Think about what you think it's like. Sorry, Johnny? You don't have to have one of them once, you know, you've had it before, haven't you? So, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. You might want to share with, is it Hector? No. No, sorry, Archie. If you're interested, Archie, you can join in with this too. So just try one. Tell me how it tastes. Don't open that tiny blue packet, Jono. That would be all wrong. So don't give them all away. Stop, 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 stop. You've got to keep your crisps. Don't stare at them. They're grown up. Oh, dear. Yeah. It won't work if you eat them all. Just have one. Okay. So, what do we make of plain crisps? Disgusting? Plain? Bit boring? Dull? Okay. So, find a little blue packet of salt. Open the salt. Now, if you've eaten 90% of the crisps, do not put all the salt in, okay? So a bit of salt on the crisp. Salt and shake. Shake, shake, shake. Gonna do this? Yeah, have you done that already? Lovely. Harder than it looks, this. Talk amongst yourselves. Gooder. Fantastic. Okay, so try a crisp. Do you agree it is gooder? Yes, fantastic. Salt adds taste, does it not? And Christians are meant to add taste to life and to the world. Yes? Good. Done. QED. Fantastic. Right. So, let's try to stop munching for a second and let's pray. So, our Father, we pray that you would help us to be your real friends and disciples, that we might be different from the non-Christian world around us and that we might make a difference. Help us to keep the world good, to help prevent it from going bad, and help us to add taste and flavour to life. We pray that amongst the trials and suffering of life, we might also be characterised by joyfulness and thankfulness. For Jesus' sake, Amen.